Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Hey Josh, hey Scott, congratulations on episode number 100. I have really enjoyed every show you've done. You make me laugh, you make me cry, but most importantly of all, you teach me things. You know what the most important thing that you've taught me is? That if I go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code STATIC, I get 50% off a single item, 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the US, and a mystery gift. I mean, aside from the true meaning of Christmas, I think that's the most important lesson of all. Anyway, congratulations, guys, and good luck for the next 100 episodes.
Why, thank you, and thank you for doing the Adam and Eve promo for us as well. That's always a welcome thing.
Now, if I could just remember what episode we started the Adam and Eve stuff, we could celebrate our 100th Adam and Eve promo together, but I don't remember what episode started. No. I'd have to actually go through my records and find that.
I'll bet you a listener out there knows and will let us know somewhere.
Is it sad that they would know more than us when we do the damn show?
You know, no, because when I did SaterCast, I had a couple of listeners that would sit and listen and take notes on the show.
You're doing it drunk.
We're doing it drunk half the time, and they're taking notes on the show. I had one listener that transcribed each episode, which...
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, who knows? I it really wouldn't surprise me if somebody wrote us on Facebook or something, went, "You guys did the first Adam and Eve promo on episode blah, blah, blah. Can't believe you're so dumb for not remembering that. You're dumb."
Well, we are dumb, but...
Yes, we are.
But we hit episode 100, and I know you've mentioned this before. You never, ever thought it would get to this point, correct?
I didn't think we would last more than, like, 3 weeks.
Really?
Honestly,
you only gave us 3 weeks?
I gave you 3 weeks.
Oh, really? You were going to steal the show from me?
No, but... The truth is, I was pretty sure that by the end of a month of recording with you, I would just go insane and kill you. And to be honest, after a couple months of recording with you, I had to take a break for a little while.
It was way more than a couple of months. You didn't take a break till like the 60th episode.
60th?
60, you know, somewhere in there. 60-ish.
60-ish, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nonetheless, after a little while of recording, we had to take a break, and now we're back, and 100 damn shows. How did we get here?
Well, let's go back to the genesis of the show. Yeah. Now, you had already been got quit from our former employer.
I had been got quit,
and I was getting on the verge of getting got quit from our employer.
Exactly,
and that's the way I worded it. I got quit, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, my brain words for good smart making.
You are good word. Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it wasn't fucking 150% humidity out. I mean, yeah. How did you put it when you were having a smoke? It's less humid in fucking Africa right now.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
There are equatorial rainforests who are drier than northern Wisconsin right now.
So what happened was I was very frustrated at our former employer, and I had a lot I wanted to say. You know me, I'm a big mouth, and I needed a forum.
Oh yes,
I'd run across Jackalope, I'd run across 42nd Street Pete, and a couple other shows, and I said, "What the hell? It hurts nothing to email Todd."
The worst that we can, and this has kind of been one of our mottos through the show, through getting guests and stuff like that. The worst they can say is no.
Right. So I emailed Todd. And I just emailed him at the exact right moment. He had just dropped a show on Saturday night, and so he had a slot open starting that week. So it was just the absolute perfect time that I had no way of knowing. There's no way I could have predicted that or timed that if I had tried. So I said, okay, I got a show, got to come up with an idea. The original title for this show was Getting Lost in the Static of Late Night, which you talked me out of as way too long.
Yes. Yes, that was way too long.
I did use that for the title of one of my articles in Paris Cinema, though, about the death of late night.
Where are my royalties?
Fuck you, it was my title initially. You talked me out of it. You didn't come up with it.
That's true.
So shut the fuck up. And so I contacted you, and initially you were kind of, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I know you were a little gun-shy after the Away Seder cast ended.
Yeah, the Away Seder cast ended was ugly, and I honestly, at the time, I had been working with Jason Oblivion, and due to various influences on that show, and it hadn't quite gelled into the solid every Sunday show that it is now.
Another damn talk show on Jackalope. Another
damn talk show on Jackalope. But we had some other influences on there that they kind of decided it would be a good idea to go, okay, we should come up with two teams. We should have Jason on one side and Scott on the other. And if we pit them against each other and create this drama that's completely unneeded, then it's going to help our show be better. And it didn't. It made the
drug
show
it down.
Yeah, in a big, big way. So I was gun shy about doing a show with anybody again, but you know.
And you and I hadn't talked for, I mean, you'd been got quit for about 6 months at that point, but we'd talked now and then.
Yeah,
so it'd been about 2 months when I contacted you, more or less out of the blue. Hey, I'm going to have a show on this station, which of course you'd never heard of at that point. And
Jack, or what?
And you know, I'm like, okay, and we bitch about this and this and this, and you were like, let me think about it.
Yep.
And eventually you said yes. We recorded what became the first episode, and it's not one of our better ones, but we learn from our mistakes.
Look, every show sucks for the first 20 episodes. Every single one.
Oh, no, we had some good ones in the first 20.
Oh, I know, but overall, every show sucks for the first 20.
It's like I posted on Facebook. We're recording our 100th episode and about 90 good ones.
Exactly.
Because there are some that are not so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we initially did not have much of a listenership. We had like 800 listeners. Now, from you coming from SaterCast, that was probably pretty decent, you told me.
Freaking huge.
To where we are now, that's a drop in the hat.
Yeah, I'm amazed. And thank you all for listening, because damn, I never thought anybody cared about what I had to say all that much. And
turns out we were wrong.
I mean, we've got a bunch of listeners. We've got a good little handful of very
devoted
and interactive listeners who, you know, they're friends on Facebook.
They're people that cry bullshit when we are bullshitting.
We need it. We need those people. We need those people to go, wait a minute, hold it.
I mean, you know, there have been people that pointed out, actually, you got this wrong when you were talking about this. And it's like, oh, you're right. Well, okay, thanks.
Okay. And then, you know, and some of them, when it's a big deal, we address them.
Right. And now, this show also, in its really infant stages, also caused more tension at our former place of employment prior to my
yes,
having got quit. Because they would, I would say, like, okay, Scott and I would schedule a day. This is before we had a normal date. As it is now, we normally record on Wednesdays around 5 p.m.
Yep.
Unless extenuating circumstances get in the way.
Yep.
But back then, we were both, you know, I had a full-time job. You had a full-time job at the other TV station.
Yeah, kind of.
And scheduling was difficult. So I'd go to our scheduling manager and go, okay, I need this day off for this. And they'd go, okay. Then I'd come in and I'd be scheduled to work that day. And they'd go, sorry, couldn't find anyone else to cover that shift.
Yeah.
And they did that every week. And this was by a person that you know loved to stick his finger in my eye. So you know it was intentional.
I can neither confirm nor deny such intentionality.
So this caused a little bit of tension, and I kept doing the show. Our listenership kept going up.
Yep.
And it was really fun. And then we started to get guests. We started to get, you know, Spoonie on, and we got James Glickenhaus and Mike Grell. And, you know, it gave us, having the show gave us a little bit of clout, because if I just said, hey, Mike Grell, I'm a huge fan and I'd love to talk to you for an hour, you'd be like, no. Exactly. I say, hey, I want to have you on my show and talk to you for an hour. Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing how just having the show changes those conversations, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, I mean, you know, we would never, I mean, the opportunity for us not just to have these people on as guests, but to truly form friends. For instance, our dear friend, the godfather of porn.
Bill Margold. Yeah, he's been on numerous times.
He's twice.
He's been on
What the Fuck more than once, but he's been on our show twice. And it was our show that gave him, our show did the first interview with Margold, right? Or was it What the Fuck?
Lost in the Static was first.
Yeah. But with Bill Margold, somebody that you would never normally talk to, you know, just out of the, okay, you maybe, but that most people that wouldn't just normally email and talk to out of the blue. And he really has become a friend to both of us. Both of us email him and we're like, hey, did you see this trailer? What do you think of this movie? What do you think of this?
We talk non-porn more than anything else.
Exactly.
Which is just funny.
That last interview that we did on this show is really closer to the most of the conversations.
Yeah, we talk about the TV and the movies we caught in the last couple of months.
And thank goodness Bill wants us to come down to Las Vegas when they hold the big conventions. And
if we can get down.
I'm going to try and swing it. I'm going to try. We've got
swing.
No, not that kind of swinging.
All right.
Currently. But we're going to try and get down there and see him. And we're definitely going to try and get to some conventions. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath, but boy, it'd be neat to walk into a Lost in the Static panel, don't you think?
I would love that. I'd love Cassandra, kind of acting as like our unofficial manager, has been trying to get us booked at cons.
Yes.
For, you know, the whole Lost in the Static Radiodrome What the Fuck thing.
Exactly.
And you and Brad and Jillian.
Exactly. And we've had Marcy, listener, Marcy down in Texas, who got us in touch with another guest that we have possibly coming up. I don't know if you...
You must have been dealing with that one.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off the air. But she's been trying to get us down to the Texas Fright Fest down there and some other things. And I got to admit, I'd love to.
But see, okay, this is the thing I don't understand. Our numbers and our listenership and our visibility is high enough that we should be popular to these people to go, hey, these people would be an interesting draw, an interesting guest. But they all go, never heard of you.
Yeah, yeah. And so
that's a little irritating, honestly.
A little bit, but that's...
You know, it's like, okay, so you've got the guy that starred in a direct-to-video movie who made three movies in his whole career, none of which were seen by more than 100 people. He's a paid guest to be there, but we can't? What the fuck kind of priorities does your booking agent have?
So I guess this is our call to our listeners. If you know of a con that you'd like to have us at,
con in your area,
in your area, and you know the organizers or something, hey, we're whores. You know, just we'd be happy to come check you out. Back to the genesis of the show. So I kind of hemmed and hawed and finally said yes, and we recorded our first episode.
And we didn't even get an opening till like the third or fourth.
Exactly.
The first couple, we didn't even have an opening. So it just sounds weird. We just start out with hi.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Tonight's topic is...
Exactly. Hi, welcome to Lost in Static. But, you know, so we've progressed, and who did our opening?
Jeremy Van Lannen.
Good work. I like it.
He's the one that put together our opening.
Very good job. Thank you, Jeremy.
He's a really cool guy. And the show started kicking off really good, and we were getting all these nice guests. And I know you were surprised when I told you this, but Radiodrome and What the Fuck are absolutely spinoffs of this show.
Which is amazing to me. I mean, I know that when we had Brad on, that was kind of the germ of Radiodrome. He had obviously tried radio his show before.
Right, his first really, even he admits, slapdash, thrown together, half-assed version of a podcast.
Exactly.
He admits that.
Yeah, and then when you kind of took over producing that one and you started talking to Brad, the reason you started talking to Brad was because you wanted to get a little bit more in-depth to, you know, the movies.
The way it really happened was, okay, we had Brad on.
Right.
And we had a good time. So then we had him on a second time
yes,
a couple of months later. And it was what happened after the show, when the three of us were just shooting the shit, that was the genesis of Radiodrome.
You mean the one where I just went, well, screw this, is not my conversation, threw, you know, spiked the mic into the ground.
No.
Mooned you and left.
Brad was about to do his Chatterbox review.
Yes.
And he asked us, have either of you guys seen Chatterbox? And then I go, is that the 70s movie with the talking pussy? He's like, yeah. And you go, what? I believe my response was, man, you got to see more movies.
Yeah, exactly. And
so this is not an insult to you, but I realized I couldn't talk about some of these movies with you that you've never seen, that Brad grew up with the same kind of movies I did. That's not a shot at you, Scott. Okay?
No, I know that. I agree. I was outside.
And so I figured I want to do a movie show where I can talk about these kind of movies, these fucked up exploitation flicks and these direct-to-video features and these late-night, you know, Skinamax movies. And I just knew you didn't have that background because you weren't in America for a bunch of when that background would have been necessary.
A good chunk of those years. And
so I got in touch with Brad about reviving Radiodrome, and he was like, yeah, cool. So we did that. And you've been a guest on Radiodrome before and whatnot.
And it's been, and I love doing it. Some, admittedly, a lot of the times I feel like the third wheel in the room just going, no, don't know anything. Just tell me about this stuff because I'm stupid. But
no, I wouldn't say that. You hold your own easy enough.
I try, but it's a lot of fun. It's a fun show, and I listen to it. I subscribe in iTunes to Radiodrome, and I enjoy it. So that's where Radiodrome came from. Obviously, a spinoff of this one. Now you say that WTF, what the fuck, was also a spinoff. How did that happen?
It was when the Egyptian riots happened, and remember The way Scott and I record this show is not so much now. Now we're pretty much only a 2 or 3 episode buffer.
Right, but there was a while there, yeah, where because, it was getting ridiculous.
Well, this is back when we were both working, so we knew when we get together, we might not be able to get together next week, so we got to record 2 or 3 episodes at once to give us a slight buffer.
And there was at one point when you and I sat down one day, and I remember recording like 4 or 5 shows
in one day.
In one day, which makes talking about current events
kind of pointless,
really difficult,
right? And it was, we had a 7 episode buffer when the Egyptian riots happened. I know we'd gotten listener mail from people in Egypt before, so I knew we had listeners there,
right?
And so I was like, we really should talk about this, but holy fuck, it's not even going to be remotely relevant in 7 weeks when this episode airs.
Exactly.
So that's what made me go, I want to do a current events show that's about actual current events, not 7 weeks later current events.
Right, right.
So again, that wasn't anything, and I asked you initially. You were my initial go-to for a co-host, and you're like, I don't have 2 shows a week in me, man. I can't do it.
And I lied. Because, well, okay.
What you told me was you couldn't do it.
I'm gonna fess up here. At that time when you asked me, I had been talking to Jason Oblivion, and I was slated to be a little bit more involved with ADTS, and he was reviving Road Trip to Oblivion, and he wanted me for skits that he did for his shows weekly and stuff like that. And I thought, because I know Jason's work ethic generally, you do it, and he's really, really good at editing and knows how to push the right buttons for the right people. I knew that I would have to spend a lot of time devoted to him. I also thought that I had a voiceover gig, a couple of voiceover gigs, and that ended up
falling through
big time, not just for me, but for the people that wanted to do the project, mainly because they told me that it was going to be a small-budget film and stuff like that, and I pressed a little bit and found out how small of a budget of a film. It was a high school project that never actually came
saw fruition.
Never actually saw fruition and stuff like that. So I thought that I was going to be working a whole lot more than I actually did. And to tell you, but I still say I'm going to stand behind that decision, because had I said yes,
The way the fates are, then all your gigs would have come through.
Well, all my gigs would have come through had I said yes, and you never would have gotten Jillian as the excellent co-host that she is, and I'm sorry,
but she's
Josh,
way down the line, though.
But yes, but I have to give this to Jillian. Your shows are really, really penis heavy. We need more vaginas.
That okay? Well, I'll get into the what the fuck. Yes, there's a specific reason other than just the fact that Jillian's just awesome. But right. I want to get into a little bit of Radiodrome.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, a lot of people, because we're going to turn this 100th episode into the kind of the all our shows, and we're going to talk about Pagan Podcast as well.
So, we will.
So
we'll
it's not
we'll
just mine. And so I get a lot of people asking me, why is What the Fuck Uncut and Lost in the Static Uncut, but you censor Radiodrome? Because Radiodrome also airs on over-the-air stations. It's retransmitted at various stations across the country. So Radiodrome has to be FCC friendly. And we really push What I Don't Beep for being FCC acceptable, by the way, too. So What We Don't Beep is kind of surprising.
Yeah. I'd be amazed if you did a couple episodes that you didn't beep anything. I don't think anything would come of it, for the simple reason that I've listened to ADTS, and it's supposedly on terrestrial stations, and oh boy. Anyway.
But so Radiodrome, again, it was kind of a slow burn. You know, Brad and I, the first couple episodes aren't so hot, because Brad and I were still kind of getting used to each other's style and rhythm and whatnot.
Exactly.
And we did introduce something that kind of petered out a lot faster than I really wanted it to, and that was we're going to tackle every film in a franchise. We're going to talk about an entire film franchise. After about five of those, we ran out of ones where either of us had seen the whole franchise. Because people keep asking, like, dude, do Children of the Corn. I haven't seen one of those since part three. I can't do the Children of the Corn franchise.
I saw one and two. That was it.
Yeah, it's like...
And how many are there? Five?
Seven plus the remake.
Holy crap. Okay.
So technically eight.
Yeesh.
You know, and the people keep asking for that, and it's like, okay, well, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there, which I've replaced it with recently filmmakers, where we look at the entire filmography of a filmmaker. So far, we've done the John Carpenter retrospective, the Joe Dante retrospective, right. And we're about to record the Oliver Stone retro.
Ooh, I'm going to enjoy that one.
And so we started to do that, and then... Brad came to me and asked, you know, Jared was on the old Radiodrome. Would you mind if I brought him onto this? I'm like, no, go ahead. You know, that's fine. And I'm not being insulting to Jared, but he just, you talk about you not being able to keep up with the movies we're talking about. Jared was totally lost in a lot of cases. He really was. I mean, there were episodes sometimes where he barely said a word because it was just Brad and I ranting, and he'd never even heard of the movies we were talking about.
Yeah, I would have been there, but.
And our best episode is Radiodrome 37. That's the Siskel and Ebert are Morons special.
Yes.
I think that's our best one because it was researched. We had all the audio clips to back up our arguments, and we had their own words to shove down their throat. So people should go and download episode 37.
I'll tell you what, before you continue with that, let's check out another quick message from a listener.
Hey, Josh and Scott, this is Andrew from North Carolina, and I just want to say you guys are fucking awesome. Keep up the amazing work, and here's to another 100 episodes. Rock on.
We will rock on.
Why, thank you, Andrew. Rock on.
You sound like Don LaFontaine right there.
In a world.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do that. Hey, Hollywood. In a world where Scott and Josh actually make money for their radio show.
That's funny.
It's a far-flung future of fantasy. Anyway, go
well,
on.
And then a couple more things about Radiodrome real quick. I'm not going to dwell on this, but
okay.
Then the...
Welcome to the Lost of the Static 100 show episode.
It's
the Radiodrome show.
No, shut the fuck up. Then the incident happened where Jared... had to leave the show.
You had some
I'm not gonna rehash that.
Yeah.
And we brought in Brian Lewis.
Right.
And he has been great. He's seen the movies. He can keep up with us. He still has a little bit of a problem, if you're listening to this, Brian, of speaking up. You need to interrupt Brad and I. He has this thing about Brad and I just going off, and he's like, he just sits back and listens. It's like, Brian, you have to assert yourself a little more into the conversation.
Especially with you two.
Exactly.
Especially with you two. I mean, it's... Beep, 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 beep. Can I say, no, shut up. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Shut the junk up, fucky.
Exactly. Anyway, go on.
And then What the Fuck came about.
Yes.
And What the Fuck, like I said, was supposed to be current events, and Ed Glazer and I started it, and Ed and I did the first 10 episodes, and Ed had warned me beforehand. He didn't feel comfortable doing the show. He didn't feel comfortable doing current events because he was not as knowledgeable about that as he was about movies when we'd have him on Radiodrome.
Sure.
So he just kind of, I don't feel like this is working for me, and no ill will towards Ed. I think Ed was great. And then...
And he has still technically been on every show.
Yes, because I still keep him in the open. He's still in every damn episode. And then I approached you again, because after Ed left, I had the idea, okay, instead of... Initially, after Ed left, I tried to, okay, can you do this week? And you're like, no, I'm busy. Can Jared do this week? No, I'm, you know, Dane Forgione, I'm busy. And it got to the point where it was just a scheduling nightmare.
Yeah, because I remember you initially talking to me. You said, I want to have a rotating host, and
yeah,
you'd only have to do maybe one episode a month, and I'd rotate through, and it ends up that doesn't work.
No, it was a scheduling nightmare.
Yeah.
So I said, I need a regular co-host. And then I thought... You know, you had outright told me you didn't have time. I approached you again about being the regular co-host, and you said, I just can't do it with my job and whatnot.
Regular job and everything like that, I couldn't.
So it's not like I tried to keep cutting you out. I kept coming to you, and you just kind of...
I know.
And then I finally made the decision, you know what? All the shows are guys. I want a female co-host.
You need one.
And so I just asked Brad, do you think Jillian would be willing to do it? Yeah, sure. And so I talked to her, and it's funny. Go back and listen to the early Jillian. What the fucks? She's so nervous and mousy. You listen to her now, she's still, shut the fuck up, I'm talking. It's funny how much she came into her own after she got comfortable in that spot.
Yeah. Once she put on the big girl pants, man, it really... And I have to admit, I really like the way the two of you work together, too. You play off of each other very nicely. You, Josh, in order to be a co-host with you, and I've always said this, you need somebody that's powerful enough to say, shut up.
I'm making a point.
Yeah, I'm making a point. Shut up. We'll address you in a moment, little man. And she's, you know, Brad, for the most part, is powerful enough to do that. I know I can hold my own against you. And Jillian is one of the rare women that can, because... For some reason, women up here come in two flavors, either strong as fuck or weak and mousy and everything like that. And she is not one of the weaker mousy ones. She's one of the strong ones. So I like it. She's a good addition. I hope she stays with us.
I do as well. And then we added Hart Fisher with the heart attack segment. Because I just, Jillian got
that guy's a jerk. I don't like him.
Jillian,
get him off your show.
Jillian got the flu.
I am making a point here.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Okay, go ahead.
Jillian got sick one week, and she couldn't do it. I needed a last minute, and I'd been talking to Hart Fisher about just appearing as a guest anyway, so he did a whole episode with me. And then I figured, this was fun, and Hart's got a lot to say. Let's give him his own segment. And so that was born, and What the Fuck just celebrated its 1 year. So anniversaries all over the place.
Yay!
For this thing. And then you had your own... Would you call Pagan Podcast a spinoff of this, or was that just something you independently wanted to do?
No, that's something, to tell you the truth, another Pagan Podcast came around because of my wife. My wife, Dawn, was listening to a different Pagan Podcast, and I'm going to call them out. It's one called Pagan Centered Podcast. And we listened to Pagan Centered Podcast and a few others, and what we heard was this: we're right, you're wrong. This is why you're wrong. Here's some funny stuff, and now we're going to belittle you. And that was kind of the Pagan...
Almost shock jockey?
Almost. And yeah, and it became, yeah, like I said, we're right, you're wrong, and now we're going to belittle you for the whole show. And it got very childish. And I said... Is this really the image, you know, I'm talking to Dawn, and she's like, is this really the image that we as pagans should be projecting into the world?
Were they a popular podcast, that one?
PCP is moderately popular. They're considerably less popular than they were.
Probably because of that
stance.
And
going downhill. And I've a couple of the other very popular podcasts, Wiggly and Way and stuff like that, they were good, but the other problem that we noticed was it was all wicca, 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 wicca.
I get the point.
And
are you trying to say it was about Wicca?
It was all about Wicca. And none of the other paths were represented. And there are tons of other paths out there. Witten, Ossetru, Egyptian Reconstructionist, Greek Reconstructionist, Roman Reconstructionist, Dianics, and you know, Bacchaeans and Gardnerians.
His whole brow was furrowing when he was trying to think. You should see the way it just got all wrinkled.
Have you ever had one of those lists that goes through your head that goes so quickly you can't read?
Oh, it's like the credits of a movie on network TV.
Exactly. We're done. And that's kind of what happened to the list in my head, and I was trying to pick out some of the other ones. But, and there was no representation of other people, and about half of the Wiccan representations out there were making fun of and belittling new pagans and stuff like that. Kind of like when the first time you play Halo in multiplayer and you die.
Back off, noob!
Yeah, you die a whole lot and you just get made fun of and called a faggot and told what all these guys are going to do to your mom and et cetera, et cetera. And that's kind of what these podcasts had become. So APP, we stepped in and we said, no, we're going to be adult about this. We're going to talk about other paths. We're going to, you know, our first few episodes, if you listen, we cover the 101 stuff. And then recently we've started really getting into the heavy stuff. And then we talk about PSG.
How many episodes have you had?
We just recorded today episode 46.
Not bad at all, my friend. No, you're almost at your year if you've stuck to the weekly schedule.
We're over a year. We didn't stick to the weekly schedule. Okay. And
because I have to admit, and this is not an insult, I don't listen to the show because I'm not a pagan. I tried once, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, and that's okay, and that's fine. You know, for you, if you were interested in paganism at all, I'd say listen to the early episodes, and if you're still interested, keep listening, but otherwise, you get the basics and you're done.
You got a pretty good listenership?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not great. You know, it's a couple hundred people, which for a podcast that isn't on a radio network or anything like that, it's not bad.
That's the other thing we got to talk about after APP is Jackalope.
Yeah, we will. But yeah, so APP is going strong. We've got our listeners that really enjoy us, and we've got, again, it's a small audience, but it's an active audience.
And there are people that just love your voice. So if people just want to listen to that.
That's right, ladies. Love this voice.
See, before we get into Jackalope, Lost in the Static, Radiodrome, APP, and What the Fuck have all also opened up new opportunities for us.
Very, very much.
You know, we've both been asked to be on other shows. I've been on Geek Juice Radio. I've been on Erase Rewind. I've been on Thespian Talk. You've been on Cityspell with Lisa Lee, another Jackalope show. And, you know, obviously I've had you on my shows, and you've done What the Fucks and stuff like that. And you just did a recent Radiodrome at the last minute.
Yeah, I love that. Scott, are you willing? And what was it? A Thursday night you called me and like, we're recording Radiodrome and we can't.
What happened is we recorded the episode. Right. Then my recorder said, "Fuck you, file corrupted," and then so the other host had to leave. He couldn't
stick
redo
around
it.
To re-record.
So I noticed you were online. It's like, Scott, you Radiodrome now.
And
it's like, hear topic, you talk.
Okay, not a problem.
And then the second attempt did go through.
The second attempt did go through just fine, and that was fun. I should do that more often.
It just happened you were online, and it's like, Scott can fill in.
And I show up with a cape and tights, and you get really creeped out and send me home.
and then it brought about, honestly, it gave me some clout for, like I said before, about getting people.
Yes.
Getting my free Cinematic Titanic tickets when they were in Green Bay.
Yep.
Hey, I'll review it on my show. Hey, Press Pass. Press Pass is a beautiful fucking thing, Scott. Yeah,
they really are. You could share next time.
I think you were gone.
Yeah,
was gonna say I think I was gonna offer, but you were unavailable for whatever reason.
I was either working or out of town or something. But
and also it happened like 3 days before the event, so it was hardly something we could plan.
Exactly.
It was like, hey, we'll actually email you back now.
Exactly.
So before we get into Jackalope, we're going to play another listener.
Now, this is another friend of ours that lives here in Green Bay, and he is just starting a show, and he's hoping to join us on Radiodrome.
On Radiodrome?
Yes.
See, that's just in your head because it's such a cool show.
He's hoping to join us on Jackalope eventually, but I said, no, get your show started and get into your swing of things. He's hoping to run a show called Sonic Jihad, but this is from Matthew Hickey.
So Lost in the Static is celebrating 100 shows. Well, what can be said about Scott and Josh that hasn't already been said?
You are a madman! When you stole that cow and your friend tried to make it with the cow, I want to party with you, cowboy.
From all of us here at Sonic Jihad, we say congratulations, you sick fucks.
So I hope that works as a little promo for his show. I had no idea that record scratch was so loud.
I was going to say at first, I'm like, fuck, man, yeah, damn it.
But nonetheless, Matt is starting Sonic Jihad. Just do a little bit of Googling and you'll find him. And he has the same sixth sense of humor that we do. And a little bit more motivation to do some editing, which we don't do here at Lost.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Unless we're editing in an interview that we do, because
right.
Rarely, like when we had Mike Grell and James Glickenhaus and Mr. Lobo and stuff on, that was all done long before we recorded the wraparounds. So we just edit that in. We don't edit what we actually say. We don't, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. And me, you'll notice I have a stutter. Yeah. I don't edit that stutter out most of the time.
I thought it was hilarious. I had a listener IM me on Facebook, and he goes, are you and Josh going to have a blooper reel for your 100th show? Because I would love to see a blooper reel. I'd love to see how you guys screw up in the stuff that doesn't make it on the air. And I'm like, dude,
you hear all the stuff that doesn't make it on the air.
Every screw up that we have makes it on the air. And that's been blatantly obvious over the last 99 episodes or so.
Yeah. So there really are no bloopers because you guys are hearing them. I mean, every now and then there was one episode, it was the Christmas episode, our first Christmas one, that your program just decided as you clicked stop, it said, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had to redo that whole one. I still preferred our first version, but you know, when you redo something like that, it's never as good the second time. That's what? Only happened to us once where your program told us to go fuck itself.
Don't push it. Give me a break. This show it cost me a computer at one point.
Just cost me one.
Yeah, I know. But no, I don't remember if it was this show or if we were recording a Radiodrome or if this was APP, but there was when I had to dive under the desk after something.
That wasn't with me, so okay. That had to have been an APP episode.
But I was, I dove under the desk.
Was the cat pulling cords?
Yeah, something like that. And I came back up and just, bam, hit my head on the desk as hard as could be. And I think it was an APP because we ended up stopping and re-recording the whole episode because Teresa wouldn't stop laughing at me.
Well, no, Radiodrome, that has outtakes.
Yes.
I have outtakes for Radiodrome, which for our 100th on that, maybe. Because I've let you hear some of them. Some of them, and they're totally out of context. They're even funnier, totally as out of context as they are.
Oh, yes.
He's actually looking for, are you looking for the file right now?
Oh, hang on. Let's see here.
Oh, did you keep the file when I sent it to you?
I'll bet you anything.
Oh, you're a piece of shit if you kept that file.
Let's see here.
But before we go into that, let's talk a little bit about Jackalope.
Sure.
Now, Jackalope has been an amazing fucking opportunity, in all honesty. Right there, second one from the bottom, drone blooper.
Yep.
Now, Jackalope has been an amazing opportunity. They've opened us up to an audience that the audience they opened us up to is just fucking huge.
Oh, yes.
And it very much is a family at Jackalope because, I mean, like, you'll get people that come for Radiodrome. And then they'll see, oh, what are these other shows? Oh, there's this Lost in the Static, and there's this 42nd Street Pete, and it's very inherent to cross promotion.
Incestuous, yes.
That's not the word I would have used, but it's a fair word. Not what I would have gone with, but fair word. And it's very, it's like I said, it's a great opportunity because Jackalope really opened us up to a much larger audience than if we'd just been a podcast.
That's right.
On Podomatic.
That's right.
I mean, they really, and Jackalope's always supported us. They've never censored us. They've never said, guys, I really think what you said was over the line. Exactly. I want to delete that episode or I want to edit that. They've never stood in our way. They've always supported us. Yeah, sometimes the correct episode hasn't aired, but and that's more of a computer problem than a Todd problem.
Very true. I think the only real gripes that I have about Jackalope right now is I still, even though I've asked like four times, I still don't know what our terrestrial radio stations that we're on are.
Todd's getting back to us.
Frequencies and numbers. And
I don't think he can get numbers from the terrestrial. Well, he can't
frequencies and call letters is what I meant to say.
Because I was going to say it's the same thing with iTunes.
Yeah.
He can't get our numbers from that. I have to get those from Cassandra.
Right,
so
anyway.
There are all these separate sets of stats. And I'm happy to be on Jackalope, and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. You know?
Yeah. It's been a good family. And to know that Todd is one of those guys that dresses up as a superhero and goes and fights crime.
He really does. We're not exaggerating that. And we also are, us being on Jackalope, got some of our friends on here.
Exactly.
We got Jason on here. I got I talked to Todd about Mike White getting the projection booth. See, that's the kind of outtake we would have edited out. The projection booth on here. And then the Dan Nation show, the Sam and Dan Nation, that's on right after Jason. I got that on here. And as
soon as Matt gets his swing down,
I was just about to say Matt
and Jihad. And now you're producing Lisa Lee's show, too.
I'm producing Lisa's show.
Opened you to new avenues. Not really jobs, because you don't get paid to do this, but
it's building a nice resume.
Yes, it's building a decent resume. You produce Sit a Spell with Lisa Lee, who is a very kind woman.
Lisa's awesome.
Yeah, she is. Anyway.
Lisa's awesome. You just really want to play these damn outtakes that you found, huh?
I do. I actually found that Lost in the Static has two outtakes.
Now, the reason that we actually have these, since we don't edit the shows, is these where we fucked up right off the top and just said, do you want to redo it? Yeah, let's just redo the whole thing.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Josh. Scott totally brain farted and he forgot his line. I gave my line and I'm waiting. He just sits there.
Yes.
When do you guys hear the outtakes for? We'll tell you about that in a minute.
And this was no sooner did I hit record than in the background you hear. And I was like, okay, let's just restart that one. So that's the two outtakes. There's our blooper reel right there.
Well, and then you got the radio drum one. Now, Scott, before you play this, should I put this in context or just let people hear as is?
Just let him hang on.
All right, here we go.
If it helps, I will threaten to do that. I just want to suck his dick while he sucks mine. I hate him so much.
It's a good thing I clicked record on that. That'll be a great blooper to add later. Do you want me to put that in context for the listeners now?
No.
Okay, you guys can just... Brad was not being gay. Let's put it that way. As weird as that sounds.
And following that, we have this.
Hello, Josh. Hello, Scott. This is Daniel from the UK. I like Lost in the Static because listening to your show is like having a conversation with friends. You both have points. You both have your own views. But either way, every time you discuss something, it just sounds like a nice, friendly time. It's fun and sometimes really informative about stuff I wouldn't have known before. Anyway, hope you have a good time. Happy 100th episode, and be listening to you later.
Thank you very much. And speaking of the UK,
That actually reminded me too. Go ahead.
Of course, we picked up Adam and Eve as a sponsor, which has been
very, very, very kind,
very,
to us,
very nice to us. Now, if you go to 1201beyond.com,
yes,
and if you look on one side, there's kind of a big Amazon ad.
We need to preface this. You must turn ad blocker off.
Yeah, turn ad blocker off. Clear your cookies. Go to 1201 Beyond. If you click on the Amazon.com link, if you're here in the States, and you shop at Amazon.com normally, you don't have to get anything that's advertised there. You just shop like you would, and we get a little tiny percentage of the stuff that you buy. Now, if you're in the UK, you know, the Adam and Eve deal can't do that over there. And we've been looking and looking and looking.
We do have an Amazon UK.
Now we have an Amazon.co.uk deal where if you go, clear your cookies, turn off your ad blocker, go to 1201beyond.com, click on the Amazon.co.uk ad, which is advertising one of the movies we talked about a while back right now. And again, you don't have to buy that movie. Just shop like you normally would. We get a little bit of a percentage. Doesn't cost you a penny more or anything like that. And finally, people over in the UK can actually help us out. So
well, and it also, I think that works for all of Europe because I had someone, and I think it was Switzerland, say like, well, I'd like to, I'm ordering this stuff, but I can't use the American one. It just doesn't, it's not economical. But he's like, I usually shop at Amazon.co.uk.
There you go.
So I think it works for most of the EU.
Anybody that would shop at Amazon.co.uk can use it. So yeah. Whether you're in...
There's also an Adam and Eve banner over there you can click on too. If you don't want to actually enter the code, you just click on the banner. It'll take you right there. And the exactly. Codes automatically enter. Actually, I don't know if that one's static. That one might be coded with what. But it's just, you know...
But it's there.
Yeah. There's an Adam and Eve one, too, but you must turn off ad block. I had one guy, you guys kept talking about this. I can't see it. I just calmly, because this was in a PM, do you have ad blocker on? Yeah. Turn it off. Oh, there it is. Thanks.
And to tell you the truth, for the longest time, I was like, Josh, get in touch
with...
Yeah,
he kept yelling at me that the banners aren't there.
Get in touch with Cassandra. Put the banners up because I'm sick and tired of trying to promote this thing. And I
very calmly just go, did you turn ad blocker off?
No, I did. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, that was you being a fucking idiot.
That was me being an idiot. So...
Moron.
But yeah, it's there. So if you don't want to shop at Adam and Eve, or if you're over in the UK and you want to help us out and you don't want to donate directly or whatever, boom, there's a way you can
and
do it.
And it really does help. We don't like being e-beggars. Give us stuff. Help us donate. We don't like doing that. But Scott and I are both in very tight financial straits. And
I need a starter for my car.
Things really...
My poor little Ford Taurus is dead.
Yeah, well, my computer just died last night, so I need another editing computer, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, I need to get places.
I need to edit.
Oh, there we go.
So we appreciate everyone who's donated, everyone who's sent in stuff, all the fans that have made artwork for us.
Exactly.
We love it. We keep all of that stuff. Because I know there are some shows... There are people I've talked to, you know, off mic that, oh, God, I'm so sick of fans doing that shit, and they just delete it. Not us. We've got all that shit on our computers.
I love
or
it.
If you send us the actual things, we have the actual paper artwork.
Yes,
we've
do.
We've gotten a couple of those.
Yes,
so.
We do, and I love them to death. In fact, I've even, one of our listeners has been kind enough, to make little business cards for us.
Which you still haven't shown me.
Which I'll show you after the show.
That's what you said last time.
Yeah, I know, and I completely forgot. And he's even made me, since, you know, I'm a pagan, but I'm scientific as well. He's made me a couple of new, for lack of a term, better term, techno-pagan symbols. And I'll show you those, too. They're really cool.
All of a sudden, I'm getting flashbacks to Babylon 5 and the techno-mages.
Yeah, baby.
Babylon 5 and Crusade, the techno-mages.
And I'm the first to admit, too, I'm a voice whore. Which means that if you have a voiceover project or something that you want done, and no, I'm not going to work for free for most people. There are a few out there that I will.
We just did one for free, which was really, really fun. This is the thing I wanted to talk about. Now, it doesn't have an official title yet from right. what I'm... Because they're still in beta testing. But there is...
They should be in alpha testing at this point. But go on.
There's a unlicensed Halloween game... That's going to be coming out. And Scott and I just did a bunch of voice work for them, as well as a shit ton of fuck arounds and a bunch of really funny outtakes, which I hope they find some way to use the outtakes and the fuck arounds.
I do too. But as I was saying, if you have some voice work to do and you're willing to donate to the show, or even if you're not, if I like the project enough, I will happily do some voice work for you. Josh too.
And, although Scott's a better voice actor.
Damn right I am.
Well, the one complaint I got about our Halloween ones,
yeah,
and it wasn't from the people making the game. It was from someone else I let hear. He goes, they're good, but we can tell you two are not actors. Well, we never really claimed to be.
I never claimed to be an actor.
Right. It's like, but it was very fun, and we had a lot of fun. We kept going off on weird tangents, and wait till you guys hear all the outtakes. Once the game comes out, if they don't use the outtakes, we will definitely play them on this show.
Oh, yes.
So we got 5 minutes left, 4.5 actually. How would you like to celebrate our 100th episode? I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all the people that have come to this show from Radiodrome or What the Fuck, or people that started here and went to Radiodrome and What the Fuck and followed us the entire way. I want to thank everybody who has, and all of the emails we've gotten have not been positive.
No, some people
tell us that we're fucking morons and just shut the fuck up.
And deservedly so sometimes.
But that's it's not really constructive criticism, but it's necessary criticism. You need that kind of thing to stop your head from getting too big.
If you tell me I'm a moron, more importantly, tell me why I'm a moron and tell me how you would make me not a moron.
Back it up, in other words.
Yeah, back it up and be a little constructive, and I've got no problem with it.
The whole, you fucking suck! And we've gotten emails with that, and yep. we got the word vomit one.
Yeah, we've gotten some bad criticism that basically had, it just, you suck, and that's it. And, yeah.
My response usually to that is, I only suck for money, and it pays well.
Look, the way that I would like to end the show is, first off, thanks to everybody for being on this trip with us. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned about Serbia. I've learned about Texas, bits that I didn't know. I've learned about all places all over the world that
you've emailed us. Well, and not just that. Some of our guests, you learned about that comic books really weren't what you thought they were by talking to Mike Grell.
Exactly.
Because when I gave you that, you were kind of still in that comic books are just men in tights beating each other up.
Exactly.
And then you read that and you went, shit, they can be more than that.
Exactly. And then you gave me Watchmen to read and you went, I know you saw the movie, but here's the good stuff.
And trust me, Watchmen is an upcoming topic because before Watchmen will be talked about.
Yes, it will. But, you know, and I think you've even learned a bit when I talk about my traveling and stuff like that.
And about the, like, the PSG and
this
stuff.
This has been an educational and an absolutely fun show to do. Yes, you and I have our differences, especially when it comes to music and stuff like that.
Seemingly, that's our biggest hurdle.
That's our biggest hurdle. But, and there are going to be topics that, I think one of the things that you learned on this show, Josh, and I'll give you credit for this. When we first started this show, you had to be right. I had to come around to your view, and you had to be, and you had to be right, and we couldn't disagree, and there was no way, you know, if I disagreed with you, I was wrong until I went, fine, I agree. That's part of the reason why I took a break. You have at least learned to go, okay, well, I believe I'm right, and you can be wrong, and we'll disagree. And that's a big step.
I don't agree to disagree.
I don't care if you agree to disagree or not. We're going to.
No, I don't agree to that.
I don't give a shit. And that was my hurdle, was being able to say that. I don't fucking care. Shut up.
Well, and then, you know, when you took your little break and Hank Carlson filled in, I tackled the two topics that I knew I couldn't really with you.
Right.
Because they were both kind of comic book related, and it was like, you've outright told me, I don't know shit about comic books. I can't spar with you on this one.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, I got Hank here. Hank's a comic book fan. I'll spar with Hank.
So again, if anybody has any suggestions of what they want us to cover,
We will listen.
We've gotten tons of suggestions. Some of them, it's going to take us a whole lot of research because neither of us really know anything about it.
Right.
But, you know, some of them we've gone, my God, why didn't I think of that? And it was great. So, yeah.
All right, here we go.
If it helps, I will threaten to do that.
I just want to suck his dick while he sucks mine. I hate him so much.
It's a good thing I clicked record on that. That'll be a great blooper to add later. We're going to go out on that.
Yeah, I still like this one. Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Josh. Have a nice evening, guys.
Have a nice evening. Thanks for joining us, everybody. 59, and we're done.